Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to a television edition of Home Base Business 101.
You're
wide
to me.
Travel Network.
Telling me that I can be more and more of who I am.
Song. It's my time to claim my destiny. And as you know, that's our theme song that we play every time we come on the air and as we wrap up and go off the air. Well, tonight's show is called Hey You. You can't win if you don't plug in. And what that theme is about, again, for all of those that are on our team and YTV out there, the 58 downlines that we currently have that's involved in the team that might be listening to this show live or might be catching it in the archive for those that are busy or those that are in different time zones and spread out all over the country, is that, you know, we wanted to have a show, me and Monticello, my co-host. Monty, you there?
I'm here.
All right, great. Monticello Mitchell was the first person that I brought into the network, and was the first person to get a travel store, you know, through me in terms of being one of my first people that I got sponsored in this business. Now it's 58 people on the team, and one of the things that we wanted to do was make sure that we had a show at least once a week to help people be able to maximize the opportunity and the potential. And so the Monday night show is called You Can't Win If You Don't Plug In. And this can be applied not only to what we do in YTB, but for any other network marketers that might be tuning in to our show or checking out what we're doing. You know, it applies to everything. I have a saying, it works if you work it, but if you don't work it, it ain't going to work. I don't care what it is. And with that being in mind, we want to go on and get into some of the things that we want to discuss tonight in terms of the whole theme of you can't win if you don't plug in. And again, we're talking about the YTB opportunity in specific, but in general, we're also talking about just what it takes to be successful in network marketing. And I'm going to go on and turn it over to my co-host because I know he has some things that he wants to be able to share with our listening audience and with also with our team members. Go ahead, Monty, you got it.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. We want to cover a couple of things. And like my co-host, Atari, was saying, you can't win if you don't plug in. It applies to everything you do. Imagine this. Just picture this. You go, you apply for a job. You go through the process, the interview, the follow-up interview. You get the job. Now, your first day on the job, what's going to happen? Well, the company is going to plug you into their training program. Whatever your position is in the company, you're going to be trained for that position. Now, imagine this. You go to a job, and you're put in a position, and you didn't receive any training for that position. You came to work every day, and every step of the way, you had to figure out what to do to get your job done. There was no training provided. Or let's say you got the job and you didn't show up for the training, but you showed up for the work. Now, how could you get your job done? First of all, if you weren't trained to do the job that they needed done, and then you only showed up just to go to work, you didn't get any training. Well, that's the same thing that happens when you don't show up for your home-based business, your YTB business. You've got to show up. You've got to get trained. You've got to plug in, and there are several ways to plug in, but you've got to take advantage of what the company offers and what your upline is offering so you can get trained. And one of the best ways to get trained in this company is to, first of all, you need to find and schedule a time to get your certified referring travel agent training done, your CRTA training. And what that's going to include is, first of all, you're going to be introduced to all the things, all the areas of this business that you have at hand. You're going to get trained on all the products. You'll get training on what to say to people, how to say it. You'll get trained on how to use the products yourself and what that can mean in terms of discounts and trips for you and your family. And so the first thing that you do is you want to plug into that certified referring travel agent training, first things first. And they're going to cover things like, well, the key objective of that training is to teach you how to make money selling travel, how to save money on your taxes, how to travel the world as an insider, and earn money by building a rep sales team. How many of you guys out there want to build a company the size of, say, a McDonald's corporation? Well, you have that opportunity right here with YTB by earning money, by building a rep sales team. And basically, you're building a distribution system when we're talking about that area of the business. But the CRTA training is very crucial for you to get started right in this business. And so Other training scenarios may include conference calls. And these calls are put out there for us to listen to get the training from some of the leaders in this company and to help us to be able to grow our companies. But there are several different training mechanisms. And also, when you become a rep, a RTA, you have something in your back office, in the back office of your site, which is the administrative part of your business. Just like any other business, you have an administrative arm of your business, and it's in your back office. And one of the tools in your back office is something called the toolbox. Now, that just makes sense. I mean, as simple as that. The toolbox to show you how to work your business. And one of the chapters in the toolbox we like to focus on is Chapter 9. And it's talking about closing your YTB presentation. After you've gone through the steps, you've done the presentation. I know I'm kind of getting ahead of the game, but at the end of the presentation, you want to learn how to close your presentation, because that's a very important ending step in making your business successful. And you do things such as, once the presentation is open, you ask your prospects what they like most about what they saw in the presentation. And they will include things, again, like I was telling you about making and selling travel, saving money on taxes, traveling as an insider. These are advantages that you have as a rep, as a RTA with YTB. So it's very important that you plug into the training tools that the company provides. And then the company has even made this sort of convenient for all of us, because most of the training calls and things that we listen to and things that we're involved with, they are archived, so you can view these things and listen to these things at your own leisure. So the company is doing a lot, putting a lot of things in place for us to be able to get fully trained, and you need to tune in to the training if you want to win with this business. Think about it. If you want to win with anything, the first thing that you've got to learn are the fundamentals of what you're doing. I remember growing up playing basketball. The first thing that the coaches taught us was the basic fundamentals of the game, the foundation. When you're building a home, you've got to dig that hole and dig that hole and put that foundation in place. And without the foundation, the house won't stand. Well, without this training, you can't build, you can't win, you can't become successful, because you're not getting the tools that you need to make your business successful. So, Tawi?
Yeah, I just want to reiterate a couple points that Monticello shared. And, you know, as he talked about, you know, we have conference calls. On Monday night, we have call 8:30 Eastern Time, called Getting Started with YTB. And that's right in there in your back office. They list the call, and that's a great call to be on, because they're going to tell you what you need to do to get started. And as he said, if you miss the call live, then you can go to the archive call, pull it up, and listen to it, he says, again, at your convenience. I always tell people that when I bring people in the business, is that immediately you have this back office is to go in and listen to at least the last 3 to 4 calls, because you can do that at your leisure. You can take and do that on your time, and, you know, it's no reason why not to be able to find time for your business. If you spent money to get a McDonald's franchise, how much those things go for nowadays, Monty?
The franchise, a McDonald's franchise?
Yeah.
You're talking about a beginning amount at about $600,000.
$600,000. You put out $600,000 and they tell you to show up at Hamburger University, you ain't going to miss it. Well, you know, we don't put out that kind of money, but we have the same kind of opportunity in terms of receiving the type of income that people make at McDonald's. Matter of fact, the top leaders in this multi-level network marketing business are making much more money than the McDonald's franchise owners and have less headache. But we only put out $500 to get your travel booking engine and then a $49 a month fee. But once you bring six people into the business direct to you, you don't have to pay that fee anymore. When I say that to say again is that you put out less money than people that have to, that you know, to have a McDonald's franchise and other things, and you don't have to put in the same kind of hours, but you have to still plug in. So that the conference calls that the company has in your back office is, again, is a great, great, great tool. And as Monty mentioned, also you have a toolbox that lay in 11 chapters in there, and they lay out step A through Z what you need to do. Also on your site, we have a section of the site that you can click, and it takes you and explains YTB investors and the whole essence of the company from the Security Exchange Commission point of view, so that when you're sharing the opportunity with people and people are trying to figure out, well, is this some fly-by-night company, or is this a, you know, is this company for real? You don't have to go through a lot of explanation of your own. You have a spot right there on your site that you can click, and it has all the reports and stuff that had to be done and turned in and to Security Exchange Commission, current information on the company. You know, the company's not hiding anything from anybody, and that's one of the things that makes a lot of people very comfortable and feel really great about the company. Also, there's different teams that have different calls that people are able to listen to. There's a particular call that me and Monticello listen to every morning because, you know, we're full-time in the business, and even if the person's not full-time, some people I know listen to it before going to work. That call is 8 o'clock in the morning, a great way to start your day. And the morning call that we listen to in the mornings, Monty, what, you know, even though we've been in this for a while, what are some of the things that you get out of listening to that call that helps you with your business as far as moving your business forward?
Well, first of all, they get your mind right. You get the right mindset, so you're up, you know, you get to start your day off right, because no telling what kind of mood that you'll wake up in, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you wake up in different moods. And this call, first of all, gets your day off straight, gets you going straight, and then it's such a positive call that you can't help but having a positive mental attitude after you've listened to this call. And the things that they share are so vital to your business. You're talking about people all over the country who are making big bucks, and they're telling you how they did it. And the biggest thing that they're talking about is how to make your business absolutely duplicatable. You see, you can't build a business if someone that you bring into your business can't do what you do. When you sit down with someone, the first thing that they have to be able to see is that, well, what you just did, I can do. And so if I feel that way, because if somebody says to me, you present some information to them and you ask them, was it difficult what I just said? And they say, well, not really. And then you ask them, well, can you do what I just did? And they say, yes. Well, that person can teach somebody else how to do that. And so duplication is the name of the game, and that's more and more what I'm learning about this business. And they keep it real simple, real duplicatable, and I think that's very important.
And so if someone, we have somebody, you know, new on the team might be listening out there, and they got somebody they want to share this business opportunity with, what's the first thing they should do?
The first thing they should do is there is a two-minute sizzle call. A two-minute sizzle call that they could get that potential prospect to call and listen to a two-minute message. And the sizzle call, that number that we're using is 512-404-4000. 1250. And I'll say that again. The Sizzle Call, the 2-minute Sizzle Call, 512-404-1250. And that's James and Marcia Pruitt's call. But they're sharing this with everybody in the company. So they make that call. Let's say you three-way that call with your potential prospect. You guys listen to it together. And then after the call, you simply ask that person, what did you like most about what you just heard? And they'll say whatever it is, and then you ask them on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how would you rate your interest in what you just heard? And if they say 7 or above, you continue on with that person. If they're 6 or below, then you tell them something to this effect. Well, you know, I get a lot of travel deals and steals that come across my desk. Do you mind if I email them to you? And they say no. Well, that'll do something for you also. In other words, they're getting travel deals across their desk every day, every week rather, deals and steals. And so they can take advantage of that travel. They could book travel like that on your site. So that would be the first thing that you do. Get them to that Sizzle Call.
And the people that are 7 and above and say that, you know, that they want more, what would you do with them next?
Say that again. I didn't hear that.
The people that would be 7 and above and say, you know, that they want to go a step further, what would you do with them next?
Well, the first thing that you want to get them in front of is a presentation. And, folks, we've got to remember, the company has basically done it all for us. They've given us the tools to use to be able to present even when we don't know how to present. As a matter of fact, last week we learned of a couple that became directors, and then they called James and Marcel and asked them, can you teach us how to present now? They didn't even know how to do a presentation, but they became directors just using the system. But the first thing you want to do with the person who's 7 or above is you want to get them in front of a presentation. And so basically you can direct them to your site. Let's say that you guys are in different states even. You schedule an appointment with that person just as if you were going to be with them on that appointment. But you both are going to be sitting at your computers, me in North Carolina, my client in Maryland, my potential client or my potential business partner. We schedule a time, we get on the computers, and I direct that prospect around on my travel site. I direct that person around to show them what I need for them to see, and then at the end of that, I'm going to ask them the same questions. What did you like most about what you saw? And just continue on and follow on up with the close.
And folks that's out there listening, that's on the team, or those who's catching this in the archive version, you just heard what you need to do. You don't need to do a whole lot of talking. As you see, Monty said he had the person on a 3-way call. He listened to a 2-minute message. Then he asked them to rate themselves. How did they feel? If there was a person that was rated themselves 7 or above, then if you can't get them in front of the computer right then and there, you schedule the time to get back with them via phone or in person, sit behind the computer, look at the presentation that's right there on your site that the company has. They go through that presentation, and then you take it from there, and that's going to stimulate their interest one way or the other. And if they decide what they want to come on board, then they just go and they click join now, and you walk them through that process, and then you have just brought on a new person in the business. And when you bring them on, the first thing you want them to do, which is what you should have done when you came in the business, is within the first 7 days to schedule a travel party. And on Wednesday night, we go through the travel party show. And Wednesday, you know, we'll go into more detail because the show will be wrapping up for the evening tonight. Wednesday, we go into more detail about what you do at a travel party. But then that's the next step. You want them to have a travel party. They're excited about, they're involved in the travel business and travel industry, and you want them to get as many friends and people out so that you can help people save and be able to learn how to take a vacation and be able to help them move forward in the business. So you just heard what you need to do step by step, and that's a very, very simple process. And as we said, you know, the other thing that you do since you learn the ins and outs of the business is to make sure that you plug into your back office, use the things that's in your toolbox. They're there for you, and you want to make sure that you use them. And the other thing that you want to make sure that you do is that you have your YTB 800 number, which is 1-800-243-4450, 1-800-243-4450. Whenever you have a question and you can't reach your upline's not going to know the answers to everything. I mean, I'm an upline, and I know I don't know the answers to everything. That's why you have the 800 number. You can call the company. They can answer all of your questions. One of the last things that I want to cover before I want you to share maybe one other point before we close out tonight is that we also have something that's called the Coach's Playbook. This is put together by Coach Lloyd Tomer, the founder of the company. It's called A Fundamental Game Plan for Success. He has a playbook. What do you mean by a playbook? It's a DVD and it's a book. And he takes you through what you need to do A to Z for building your business, from getting your first team in place, which means having three people direct to you, and then a total of six travel stores as a part of those three people being connected to you, whether you know, they all six direct to you or any combination of six, so that you can get to the power team, which is the highest paid position in the company, where you begin to get residual income, you begin to be able to qualify for 50% match, and a lot of other perks. But there's a playbook called Coach's Playbook, which is a fundamental game plan for success. I look at the Coach's Playbook at least once or twice a week. And, you know, because you're always going to learn something more and more. And, you know, I'm still an athlete. I play tennis. But, I mean, if you have a playbook, you need to know the playbook. That's my comments for this evening. I'm going to go back to Monty. We got 2 minutes left. You can take a minute and share a closing thought, and then we'll have people join us again on Wednesday.
Okay. Well, the Coach's Playbook, one of the things that Coach tries to get everybody to focus on is that first team. That first team is so vital to your business, putting that first team together. That first team is six people. Three of them direct to you, and then any combination thereafter. And he talks about that first team, and he talks about that first team. And one of the reasons I believe why is so you won't think in terms of, you know, I've got to sponsor, you know, 100 people, 1,000 people by myself. Coach says you put that first team together, and then you show them how to put their first team together. And that's the Coach's play. Keeps it real simple, real doable. Now, some of us, it's going to take longer than others of us. But the focus is to get that first team together. Get those six people together so you can do like Satawi was saying, move on to your power team, the highest paid position in this company. So we've got to focus on what the coach tells us to do. And if he's saying put your first team together, move on to your power team, that's exactly what we need to do. And Satawa and I are very, very, very serious about, first of all, helping each other and then helping other people out there as they come on board. So we're going to be bringing this information to you, and we're going to be doing more of it ourselves, and we're going to encourage you guys to do the same thing, and so we can all come up together. This is only the beginning. This company, this is only the beginning, and we have a good opportunity to get it done. So we leave. We look forward to seeing you all.
Oh, there's a dream inside of me.
All right.
Me that I can,
and we'll see everybody Wednesday on YTB Travel Party Show. Thank you, Monty.
Open up to the passion in me. It's a call.
Blog Talk Radio.